Between 60 and 65 degrees, scattered light showers expected late morning into the afternoon. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
Oxon Hill now in the National Harbor area at 59, the Wharf in D.C. 61, Sterling 60. Some parts of our area could fall to 48 overnight, and at 7:59.
You're listening to WTOP, Washington's news, traffic, and weather station.
WTOP News. Facts matter.
Good evening, I'm Dimitri Sokos. Coming up here on WTOP, if you're 16 or younger right now, you're not allowed to be at National Harbor by yourself. The curfew kicked in about 3 hours ago. We're 2 days into that pro-Palestinian encampment on the GW campus. The tents mostly sit empty as demonstrators rally nearby.
A draft report on flooding that killed 10 dogs at a D.C. business is out now. I'm Kate Ryan.
Another air incident involving a plane, this time in Montgomery County. Are IQs across the United States actually on the decline? We'll go in depth with ABC's Jim Ryan on that. And the Caps trailing again.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Dozens of tornadoes reported in at least three states today, including Texas, Omaha, and Nebraska. This weather system will stretch from Michigan to Texas over the weekend. CBS's Omar Villafranco with the latest.
Dramatic moments along Interstate 80 near Lincoln, Nebraska this afternoon as a dangerous tornado crossed the highway, flipping a semi-truck. Storm chasers stopping to check on the driver narrowly missed being hit by debris as the twister tore through.
He's okay, he's okay.
Houses shredded in Douglas County, some taking a direct hit by the destructive tornado. A newly built neighborhood with a few homes still under construction, now gone.
The former Colorado paramedic who injected Elijah McClain with the powerful sedative ketamine before he died avoids prison. Jeremy Cooper has been sentenced to 4 years of probation, 14 months work release, and 100 hours of community service. McClain had been forcibly restrained during a 2019 police stop in suburban Denver. Cooper addressed the late Elijah McClain.
First, I want you to know how sorry I am that I couldn't save you. How beyond and forever devastated I am that I didn't get to hear your last words. I want you to know that I would give anything to have a different outcome.
The Donald Trump hush money trial ends its first week of testimony with the former National Enquirer publisher David Pecker on the stand again, followed by Trump's former executive assistant Rona Gaff and Michael Cohen's banker Gary Farrow. CBS's Katrina Kaufman reports.
Michael Cohen's banker, who we were starting to learn set up these LLCs, that one was initially going to be used to pay back Karen McDougal. That never happened, but the other is where the Stormy Daniels payment came from. So that's all to say that they really started with big picture testimony.
Several people are arrested at Arizona State University, which joins pro-Palestinian protesters nationwide. More on another protest from CBS's Lilia Luciano.
At Columbia University, where it all began, students camping out demand disclosures and divestments from the university's dealings with companies that support Israel and its military, as well as amnesty for students disciplined 10 days into the protests, while some Jewish students say campus is unsafe for them.
The Biden administration again delays a plan to ban menthol cigarettes. CBS's Linda Kenyon at the White House.
It's the second delay in 2 months, and the Secretary of Health and Human Services says only that more time is needed to consider feedback. The delay is certain to anger anti-smoking advocates, but it may be good news for those who smoke menthols. They're especially popular among black smokers and teenage smokers.
This is CBS News.
And now, a list of things from Progressive Insurance. Home, auto, boat, motorcycle, RV, ATV. Progressive protects them all. Learn more about bundling at progressive.com.
8:03 here on WTOP on Friday night, April 26, 2024. Right now in Springfield, we're at 58 and falling to the upper 40s. Good evening. I'm Dimitri Sotis with the top local stories we're following this hour. A curfew in effect now for anyone 16 and younger at National Harbor as we speak. It went into effect at 5 p.m. It lasts until 6 in the morning. That's every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday night. WTOP's Matt Koufax was there and spoke with small business owners about how they think the curfew could affect things going forward, public safety, and on.
And there are signs clearly delineating all around National Harbor that the Prince George's County Emergency Juvenile Curfew is in effect. Now, where I'm standing is at the corner of National Plaza and Waterfront Street. I talked to a lot of business owners in this area in particular who say you really don't have to worry about things till it gets dark. But they say when that happens, there have been a lot of issues recently with looting, vandalism, yelling, profanity, lots of fighting, lots of teens out and about just causing rowdiness and committing crime, frankly, in this area late night. They are in favor. Every small business owner who I've spoken to today is in favor of this curfew. They say they hope that it will help curb the crime going forward. They say they know it's temporary and they want a more permanent solution.
And that's Matt Koufax reporting from National Harbor. Now to the protest against the war in Gaza on the campus of George Washington University. For a second night now, students have taken to the sidewalks calling for GW to divest from Israel. They had also pitched tents on the urban campus's so-called university yard, but those largely are sitting empty at this hour. 7 News reporter Tom Rousey is there on campus tonight. He joined us a bit earlier on WTOP.
I'm seeing folks who are protesting on the street, on the public sidewalk. But then when I look to my left, I see about 15 to 20 tents and people camping on what's called the university yard. Of course, GW is an urban campus, so a lot of it is surrounded by public streets where anybody has a right to be. But the university is saying the folks in the university yard, they're on private property. They're trespassing. They originally said they had to be out by 7 p.m. last night, but they refused to leave. Now they're threatening to ban and suspend from campus any students who continue to refuse to leave.
Rousey adds a lot of police remain around the campus. There's been very little interaction between the cops and protesters. An update now from the GW Hatchet, the student newspaper at Foggy Bottom. They are reporting that as of just a few minutes ago, the energy at the rally has significantly grown over just the past 20 minutes. Students are bashing drums as chants from the speakers reach their loudest point of the day. More than 300 students are gathered on 8th Street, according to the GW Hatchet. And also a report that Metropolitan Police rejected requests from GW leaders to clear protesters from the encampment early this morning, about 3 a.m. That reported by the Washington Post. We'll keep you updated here on WTOP. Jewish leaders say they believe in the students' right to demonstrate in this way, but they do say that anti-Semitic signs and slogans are very much crossing the line.
There are violations of time, place, and manner restrictions, and there are restrictions that campuses can put in place. And we're seeing it beyond free speech. We're seeing intimidation. We're seeing harassment. And that is clearly consequences need to happen because of that type of conduct. And we've just now seen it in D.C. We saw it starting happening yesterday at George Washington University. And we're seeing signs like one that said the final solution with a picture of the Israeli flag. That is beyond free speech, and that is beyond using your voice to speak up and being anti-war. That is clearly anti-Semitism.
That's Meredith Weissel, D.C. Region Director of the Anti-Defamation League, and she was with us on WTOP earlier. The flash floods that killed 10 dogs at a doggy daycare in the district happened last August. WTOP's Kate Ryan reports that an after-action report in draft form is out now. It includes previously reported problems along with new recommendations.
D.C.'s draft report on the Rhode Island Avenue flooding in August outlines what's been known, that communications problems delayed emergency response to district dogs where 10 dogs died in the flooding. The recommendations include projects to cut flood risks in the area. But advisory neighborhood commissioner from Eckington, Joe Bishop Henchman, noted the only way into and out of the district dog's business led right into a flood zone.
You know, people just assumed, oh, they must have had like a stairway in the back to get up or a back door or something. No, they didn't.
And while there's a recommendation to keep that space vacant until flood risks could be ruled out, he says there's a broader question.
Why only having two exits below grade into a flood-prone area is acceptable?
The report from D.C.'s Homeland Security and Emergency Management Agency was released by D.C. Councilmember Brooke Pinto's office. Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
The FAA is now investigating a mid-flight incident involving a small plane in Montgomery County. A piece of a wingtip from that Piper plane fell off Monday, shortly after it took off from the Montgomery County Air Park in Gaithersburg. NBC4 reports the wingtip was found at a police and fire training station located near the runway. A piece of wingtip from a small plane falls mid-flight in Montgomery County. As we say, the plane returned to make an emergency landing and nobody was hurt. Coming up on WTOP, one of D.C.'s oldest farmers markets shuts down. We have traffic and weather in 30 seconds.
Patrick was way behind on his IRS taxes.
I was in way over my head, and just over $30,000. That's when I reached out to Optima Tax Relief.
And how'd it go?
I couldn't believe it. I had to ask like two or three times. I saved an incredible amount of money.
How does Patrick feel about Optima?
Couldn't be happier. Optima Tax Relief. They're the best in the business.
Call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-893-4133. 800-893-4133.
Optima Tax Relief.
For details, visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Michael & Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49.
Michael & Son. Traffic and weather on the 8th, and when it breaks, let's go to Bob Imler in the WTOP Traffic Center.
Around the Beltway in Maryland and in Virginia, traffic continues to run without delay. Maryland did have a crash southbound 95 at 212. Still working on that, though. I believe they have it now, mostly confined to the shoulder. Baltimore-Washington Parkway southbound, just a little bit slow from Jessup down into Fort Meade. No particular problem, just a bit of volume there. 50, clear sailing out to Bowie, Annapolis, and the Bay Bridge, and 270 runs without delay both ways. In the district, briefly slow here and there on DC 295 without incident. 695 and 395 are good to go. And in Virginia, on 95 northbound through Stafford and a couple of stretches up into Newington, a couple of slow spots, but no incidents reported. Southbound, there are no delays, and traffic on 66 runs well both directions, both inside and outside the Beltway. If you're looking for carefree ownership of a new car, check out Fitzgerald Hyundai and the Hyundai Tucson with 3 years free maintenance. Go to FitzMall.com for the no-haggle, no-hassle price. Bob Inler, WTOP Traffic.
To Veronica Johnson, she's 7 News First Alert Chief Meteorologist.
After a gorgeous day with sunshine, now clouds are going to be moving back in this evening, turning mostly cloudy late with temperatures dropping into the lower 50s, and by morning will be somewhere between 48 and about 50 degrees. We'll have overcast skies for Saturday, high temperatures 60 to 65 degrees, and those clouds will bring some scattered rain showers to the area. Meanwhile, on Sunday, more summery, partly sunny, with a high temperature around 85, 86 degrees. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
Tyson's is at 58. Waldorf is at 55. La Font Plaza, 60 degrees. Going down to 48 in some parts of the area. We're brought to you by Long Fence. Save 25% on decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest. Conditions apply. Go to longfence.com. It's Money News at 10 and 40 past the hour. Here we go to Jeff Claybaugh.
A consumer confidence survey shows 38% of Americans now blame high prices for holding back their living standards. Microsoft says AI cloud demand is now outstripping its data center supply. The Penn Quarter Farmers Market will not reopen after 3 years of falling sales on downtown D.C.'s slow recovery. The Dow finished Friday session up 153 points. The Nasdaq rallied 316. Jeff Claybaugh, WTOP News.
And for the week, it was quite good for the Dow, NASDAQ, and S&P. The S&P posted its best week since November, NASDAQ surging 2%. Stay with us here on WTOP. Coming up in a little bit, are brains shrinking? Well, no, the research shows our brains are getting bigger, but our IQ may be dropping significantly. We'll talk about what some new data suggests with ABC News correspondent Jim Ryan. Stay with us at 8:12.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store, and springtime can bring a new season of change and growth. There are so many things to look forward to, whether it's walking your dog, taking a stroll through the park with a loved one, or tackling a new do-it-yourself project. It can be just energizing to get outside. We are once again looking forward to summer camps, family reunions, and planning vacations. Getting back into activities such as these can be difficult, though, if you suffer from pain in your feet, knees, hips, or lower back. GoodFeet Arch Supports can be the solution you need to get the most out of your springtime activities. As we head into this season of possibilities, don't let foot pain hold you back. Make this spring the start of a new season in your life at the GoodFeet Store. Come in today for your free fitting and test walk. The GoodFeet Store has locations across Greater DC and Baltimore. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today or just stop by. I'm Jonathan Cotton, and we look forward to seeing you at the GoodFeet Store.
Coming up later this half hour, wait just a minute here. Southwest Airlines is talking about adding a first class section. Southwest is supposed to be about economy and bare bones. Well, we'll get to the bottom of that a little later in the hour. It's 8:13. We have more news in 60 seconds.
Give the star in your life the brightest gift in the world. Name a star after them. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can name a star for birthdays, weddings, or even memorials. Over 45 years, we have named millions of stars for celebrities and individuals from around the world. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
Don't miss the best Spring Fest deals right now at Lowe's. Save big on Stay Green 1 cubic foot garden soil. Get 5 bags for just $10. Plus, get up to 35% off and save an extra $150 on every $1,500 you spend on select major appliances. Shop these can't-miss deals now. Lowe's knows spring. Lowe's knows savings. Offer valid through 5/1. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. While supplies last, appliance savings vary based on purchase amount. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details.
At WTOP, our listeners matter.
I love WTOP because I can get all my news, weather, traffic, what routes to avoid on my way into work so I don't get delayed.
WTOP, Washington's top news.
And it's great to have you here at 8:14 on WTOP. Well, blame it on the pandemic or blame it on our reliance on devices and the internet, but IQ scores declined across 3 of 4 broad domains of intelligence between 2006 and 2018, reversing a trend of rising scores over the past century. The only area showing an increase in IQ was spatial reasoning, which measures the analysis of 3D objects. The findings seem to contradict other studies that suggest the average physical brain is 6.6% larger than a century ago. We talked about all this with ABC News correspondent Jim Ryan. Why are our IQs going down?
Yeah, it's an interesting study. Northwestern University looked at this along with the University of Oregon, and they found, Dimitri, that going back to about 2006, our IQ scores have been 2% lower than where they were before. And in fact, that came after a century when IQ scores were generally on the rise. So what's behind it? Think about what was happening in about 2006. That's when the internet had fully taken hold. Everyone had a computer, and smartphones came on the scene. And so it's around that time that we started letting or asking our devices to do more than they were doing before, even doing math, remembering telephone numbers, telling us which way to go, giving us direction. So it seems that, at least that's one theory. I talked with the director of the Brain Health Center in Dallas about that, and she surmises that it's because we handed so much over to devices, so much of the responsibility for thinking, that suddenly we're out of practice, and therefore our IQ scores are sinking a bit.
Should we do puzzles? Should we do something to take care of this?
Puzzles are a great idea. She also suggested handwriting. And that's one thing. California, as you may know, has decided that children should go back to learning cursive. And they'd kind of walked away from that for some time because kids are using their keyboards, they're using devices. The experts say that cursive, handwriting generally, but cursive specifically, works a part of the brain that controls all sorts of things. It's artistic, first of all. Every time you're writing something in cursive, you're putting down an idea, but you're also drawing a little picture and connecting those little pictures together. And it can improve, say the experts, your cognitive function. So that may help with that. But yeah, puzzles are a great idea. But then this idea of maybe journaling or writing something down every day, and specifically in cursive, Dimitri.
And what if we choose not to do any of that? Is there a fear among experts that our IQ will just keep dropping and just like exercise and everything else, you need to do something to get your brain working?
Well, maybe. Although, there are always doubters out there. Marshall McLuhan said the television would be the downfall of mankind, remember, back in the 50s, 60s, and it wasn't. Now people are saying that devices and our reliance on AI, for example, will be our downfall now. Maybe it will, maybe it won't, but it's not a bad idea for your own personal brain health to keep these things in mind. Get away from the devices occasionally. Maybe remember that telephone number instead of just putting it in your contacts list. And yeah, writing something down, doing a crossword puzzle every day.
ABC News correspondent Jim Ryan on Skype explaining this new study that our IQs are dropping some these days. Top stories here on WTOP. Although fewer in number, pro-Palestinian demonstrators continue their protest at George Washington University. Earlier, there was a threat of suspension for any students still camped out at University Yard, so everyone has moved away from those tents and is campaigning along H Street, protesting there tonight. And the Prince George's County youth curfew has been in effect for more than 3 hours now. Anybody 16 and younger is not allowed to be hanging around National Harbor unless they have a parent or guardian with them. Keep it here for full details. Traffic and weather on the 8th and when it breaks on WTOP with Bob Immler in the traffic center.
I guess that leaves me out then, doesn't it?
Maybe by a few years.
Northbound on 95, it looks like we have a crash in Virginia. Northbound after the Fairfax County Parkway. For now, it's all on the shoulder, but there is a truck sitting there on the shoulder, and I believe that is a car sideways. I don't think it's a trooper. I think it's a car maybe involved. So other than that, it's really not causing much of a delay, but it is causing a bit of a slowdown coming up from Lorton. Southbound, there are no delays at all. 66 looking great around the Beltway. All's quiet now. No delays to report at all. Southbound on 95 in Maryland at 212 crash out of the roadway. Delay pretty much cleared out. Baltimore-Washington Parkway southbound briefly slow getting through Fort Meade, and that's it. 270 without any slowdowns between the Beltway and Interstate 70. We're good out to Annapolis and to the Bay Bridge District. 295, 395, and 695 each running well. Kick off the season at the Annapolis Spring Sailboat Show, April 26th through the 28th at Annapolis City Dock. For tickets and info, visit AnnapolisSpringSailboatShow.com. Bob Immler, WTOP Traffic.
Let's go to Veronica Johnson. She's 7 News First Alert Chief Meteorologist.
All right, this evening, clouds will start moving in, but still a very nice evening for getting out. It is going to be dry. By morning, mostly cloudy skies, and throughout your Saturday, overcast with some scattered rain showers, most of which will fall from late morning going through the afternoon. Temperatures early Saturday, 48 to 53 degrees with high temperatures on Saturday, 60 to 65. It's going to be a two-season weekend, spring on Saturday and more summery on Sunday, partly sunny with a high temperature, 85 degrees. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
Tyson's 58, Waldorf 55, L'Enfant Plaza 60. Heading down to about 48 overnight, we're brought to you by Gutter Helmet. Your home is your number one investment, protected from unseen damage with Gutter Helmet 888. 5 helmet. Still ahead on WTOP, while you'll want to be extra vigilant about checking your speed and not speeding this weekend across some local roads. We've got that ahead. It's 8:20 on WTOP.
At Leidos, a brilliant mind is smart, but a brilliant team is smarter. A ship that finds enemy subs is smart, but an autonomous fleet, that's smarter. Defending against cyber attacks? Smart. Stopping attacks before they start? Smarter. And using AI tools is smart. But integrating trusted mission AI into your technology is smarter. We're not just making technology solutions in national security and health. We're making smart smarter. Leidos.
Hypertrophic cardiomyopathy is a serious heart condition. Some symptoms include being short of breath, feeling tired, or having dizziness or chest pain. My HCM impacted how I felt and what I could do. So I asked my cardiologist about treatment advances that gave me new options. That conversation was big for me. That's why I'm working with Bristol-Myers Squibb to raise awareness about HCM and to help others like me. Talk to your cardiologist today and visit hcmrealtalk.com to learn more.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb.
821.
People are driving 20, 30, 60 miles for the area's most incredible Toyota deals. And it all starts with just a click at twicethechoices.com. Waldorf Toyota and Alexandria Toyota make it all twice as easy at twicethechoices.com. Twice the Toyota selection, twice the Toyota savings, all with twice the Toyota customer service you deserve. The secret is out. The Toyota partnership that's putting dreams in driveways all around the Beltway. Point, click, and save. twicethechoices.com.
This is John Littell, Virginia's Secretary of Health and Human Resources. Every Virginia family should know about the comprehensive end-of-life hospice benefit, usually available at no cost and accessible statewide. To learn more today, go to virginiahospicecare.org.
I am Steve Cohn at Capital Caring Health. As Secretary Littell mentions, hospice care for patients and their families is almost always free, provided by us and seven other nonprofit hospice providers across the state. Learn more at virginiahospicecare.org.
You're listening to WTOP News.
It's 8:23, and I'm Dimitri Sotis. Thank you for being with us. Southwest Airlines is having some trouble at the moment. It's announced a multi-million-dollar loss for the first quarter of the year. It's cutting service to four airports. Part of the reason is fuel costs, labor costs as well going up, as well as Boeing scaling back production of new planes. As you know, Boeing has its own set of problems. So would you believe, with all this going on, the no-frills Southwest Airlines is now proposing a first-class section.
This is something that they are looking at now. Customers have said that
it's something that they want. They've been doing studies of customers, and maybe they want that. They may want assigned seating as well. For many people, they don't want to fight 24 hours before to get that A or B boarding pass or to pay for the early bird. They just want to get an assigned seat and get it. And when it comes to first class, that is money right there for any airline. It doesn't cost the airline that much more to have a bigger seat up there, but they can charge us a whole lot more to sit there. And for airlines that have first class, most of them, they make a lot of money off of it.
That's ABC News correspondent Alex Stone joining us earlier on WTOP. You may very well see more police out on the roads if you're driving through Fairfax County. It's part of a targeted approach to crack down on speeders and distracted drivers. WTOP's Scott Gelman riding along with an officer to get a firsthand look at how the Road Shark campaign is working.
Speed limit's 25, they're doing 44. We'll go ahead and make a stop.
Fairfax County Police Officer Kevin Gare is watching a black Nissan SUV speed down Columbia Pike here in Annandale. He's turning his lights on. And when the car stops, he notices its registration sticker says April of 2022.
The three that I'm looking at right now are going to be for the speed, the safety inspection, and the registration.
Police are increasing visibility and enforcement along busy roads as part of their Road Shark campaign.
Ultimately, we know it's that speed is the thing that kills, and our goal is that education, enforcement, and reducing ultimately our fatalities and our fatal accidents within Fairfax County.
During this year's first wave, almost 5,700 warnings and tickets were given out. This is the second wave.
Showing them that we're out here, we are enforcing the traffic laws of the Commonwealth of Virginia and really trying to keep our roadway safe.
In Fairfax County, Scott Gelman, WTOP News.
Sports at 25 and 55 on WTOP.
It's 8:25, and let's go to Rob Woodfork.
In game three against the Rangers, let's get a live second period update from Dave Preston in D.C.
10-19 to play in the second period. Rob, the Capitals trail 2-1, a shorthanded goal by Barclay Goodrow in the first period. The difference, Chris Kreider also scoring for the visitors. John Carlson has the Caps' lone goal. They're 0-for-3 on the power play this evening. They just had a 5-on-5 sequence in front of the Rangers net, but they had multiple chances come up empty. 10-01 to play in the second period. The Capitals trail 2-1.
And the NFL draft continues in Detroit, where the Commanders selected defensive tackle Johnny Newton, 36th overall, in a surprise selection, considering they said several top corners and offensive tackles still on the board. With that 40th pick traded to Philadelphia, the Eagles selected Cooper DeJean, netting an extra second rounder for Washington. So,